It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah, buddy.
Here's the good news.
Welcome to Not Necessarily the News, the communal experience where we all experience the news together. Wait for anybody? Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers, having fun in the comments section and deciding how wrong this show is today. Tonight's lead story is we want the smoke, and we actually had some yesterday.
We have smoke.
We do have smoke.
Do we have
coming
smoke?
Into that chimney, but it's definitely black smoke.
It's definitely black smoke. And that is, definitely black smoke.
That's definitely black smoke. That reported in courtesy of the BBC, who is on it with reporters on top of the roof.
I'm sorry.
You okay over there?
Yeah, it's my Irish whistle.
Mm-hmm.
It's having
it does make noise.
It always wants to pop out.
Well, there were no whistles, but there was the smoke. And, of course, the black smoke means they did not reach a two-thirds majority. They did a vote pretty quickly right after they were conclaving. And so there was no white smoke, no Pope chosen. So the Cardinals will return later on today, about 2 o'clock our time. They will do mass, and then they will get right back at it, expecting upwards of 4 votes later on throughout the day. And the first one could be around probably about 3 o'clock this afternoon. So, they call them ballot burnings. That's a little extreme, isn't it? Just wait till you see what Villa Float does today. But, by the way, other questions. I saw this floating around, and it turns out it's true. There's a lot of Cardinals that have never been through a conclave before. Last one we had was 12 years ago. So they're doing some studying by watching the recent movie with Ralph Fiennes, Conclave.
Oh.
Yes, reporters did before they were all sequestered and, you know, conclave. That some of them had their iPads out and were watching the movie just to see what it was going to be like.
Because when we want to know, like, what's going on with our spirituality, with one of the oldest institutions on planet Earth.
Yeah.
You go to Hollywood for the straight truth.
So we will keep you up to date on Pope Watch 2025.
We do have smoke.
Do we have smoke?
And if we have smoke.
So it's not easy being one of the most successful men in Hollywood and sports. Just ask Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You've got the fame, you've got the pressure, endless amounts of money, not to mention toys. Well, until you don't. Word is he is battling PTSD after his private jet had a malfunction. Now, this is a serious first world problem. His wife is urging him to get therapy, and he's constantly worried it could have been the end. But things are so bad, folks are worried he'll have a heart attack over all this stress. He just can't keep living like this. Go get some help, Rock. You're going to be fine. We'll have someone to talk to.
He is the final boss, and I believe he will be fine. Just no black smoke while you're driving. Watch out for that smoke right there. So next week there will be various dignitary trips over there to the Persian Gulf as we know it now. But Trump is going to, after those visits next week, decide on what America will then start to call the Persian Gulf. That would he's going to rename the Persian Gulf. Most likely, at this point, it sounds like it will be the Gulf of Arabia is what the United States will call the Persian Gulf.
Well, what does Persia think about all this?
They're mad.
Mm. The Gulf of America.
We already got that one. By the way, also, happy World War II Victory Day today. Trump declared a national holiday. He will declare the victory of World War I on November 11th. And then today, May 8th, victory date for World War II.
So we get the day off?
Nope.
So we get.
In fact,
national
he even
holiday.
Said that for these two very important holidays, quote, Trump said, since we have too many holidays in America, there are not enough days left in the year. So no soup for you. But
it's very disappointing, happy, Mr. Trump.
Happy World War II Victory Day.
Mm.
We did it.
We're back-to-back winners.
We did it. Two-timers.
World War Game.
Congratulations.
Very strong. Yeah. Supermodel Gigi Hadid is itching for that ring on her finger after a year and a half of togetherness with one Bradley Cooper. Now, the supermodel just turned 30 years old. They celebrated with some public displays of affection. And now, she's been throwing down some serious hints that it's time to pony up the rock. Gigi may be starting to think that Bradley is a serial dater just because he's 50 years old and has never been married. Maybe a sign.
Sorry, it's throwing me off. Why are you standing today?
Because I was trying to figure out the phone and then the login situation that was going on here.
Gotcha.
And because I'm so
standing affair.
Because I'm so incredibly vain, I was watching some of our old ones and I look like I've got like 16 spare tires when I sit.
So this is going to be a thing from here on out?
I don't know that it's going to be a thing. We'll have
all
to.
Right. We'll watch for the smoke. We have some smoke.
We do have smoke.
Do we have smoke? All right. Smoke them if you got them, girlfriend.
It is National Have a Coke Day. Coke first sold on this date in 1886. And that's not a fun day for Pepsi. It's not been fun for Pepsi. Pepsi once number two for briefly in the Cola Wars in the 80s, if those that remember. Weren't we going to celebrate the Cola Wars?
Yeah.
Coke won, though. Well, I guess we are with Coke
Day. Did you
Day.
Ever see the Pepsi Challenge outside of businesses?
I never saw it in the flesh, no.
Mm.
But it has slipped so far, Pepsi. It is no longer number two. It's not even number three. So Dr. Pepper last year dethroned it as number two in the United States. And now Sprite has taken it down.
Number three!
Like
regular number three.
Okay.
Pepsi, number four.
Mm.
Yeah.
We do have
smoke. Do we have smoke?
Yeah, that's chimney.
Okay.
It's weird you're standing, but I'm okay.
It's one of the toughest decisions that a mom will make all week long. That would be, what cereal are we going to buy? Because it's got to last. You know what I mean? You got to make everybody happy. Now, something called NorthJersey.com did a big study about this and got down to the best of the best of all time. Golden Grahams at number 10. Fruity Pebbles. Something called Crave. Do you know this cereal?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's chocolate-based.
Cinnamon Life. Honey Bunches of Oats. Then there's the top five. Lucky Charms S'mores, Crunch Berries, Cocoa Krispies, Reese's Puffs at number two, and number one, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. There's a lot of cinnamon in that top 10. Do we crave cinnamon for breakfast, even though Crave is chocolate?
I haven't eaten cereal in many, many a year.
But yeah, I'm not a cereal person.
And add Pepsi to that list, too. This should... Bravo is in TV news. Bravo is going to launch Wife Swap. They're combining their two biggest franchises.
Okay.
This is not a joke. Bravo will air Wife Swap, Real Housewives. So that should end well.
Mm.
In other TV news, we got another Yellowstone spinoff. This time, Luke Grimes returning as Casey Dutton. And a bit of a surprise, leaving it off of Paramount or Paramount Plus. This new Yellowstone series will be on the big boy network, CBS. It will be part of their mid-season 2026 Sunday night CBS lineup. And it will be executively produced by Taylor Sheridan. No word if they're going to film it around here. Goodness gracious, you imagine this yet again? Because you already have the Beth and the Rip spinoff that's going to be coming.
Right.
I mean, I
can't keep up.
How often
can we... I don't have this many fingers and toes.
How many times can we close the mesquite pit, for crying out loud?
It's the bucket.
Anyway, that will happen. Now, Luke Grimes will play Casey, and former Navy SEAL, of course, and he will be... This will be why Navy SEALs. It's a working title. In other Yellowstone news, there's a recall on the Yellowstone-inspired baked beans. Due to the 4,000-plus cases at mostly Walmart stores, but they sell them here all over the place. Their soups are really good, by the way. But yeah, they are now doing a recall on specifically the Yellowstone baked beans because of an undisclosed allergen, and that would be soy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they say, if you know anybody with a soy allergy or something, you know, like that, the Yellowstone baked beans, they have it in it. But the question is, which Dutton put it in there? St. Beth.
In the middle of another can't miss morning, KB and Heather Lee.